This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The leader of Yemen's Houthi militant group says they will introduce military, quote, surprises in their ongoing Red Sea attack operations against seagoing vessels. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The Iran-backed Houthi rebels have been repeatedly attacking civilian cargo ships with missiles and drones since mid-November 2023. This is Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the leader of the Houthi militants. Our military operations will continue and advance, and we have surprises that our enemies will not expect at all. U.S. and U.K. militaries have launched joint responses to some of the attacks. Houthi militants say they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians against Israel's military actions in Gaza. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. officials reacted with concern at the news of civilians killed while trying to get humanitarian aid in Gaza. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said they were still gathering information on the incident, and as he understood it, there were two versions of what happened. U.S. Agency for International Development Chief Samantha Powers, who was in the West Bank Thursday, said regardless of the circumstances, the incident should never have happened.
I know investigations are underway to find out exactly, again, what happened today. But again, a core principle that applies everywhere USAID and our partners work around the world is that desperate civilians trying to feed their starving families should not be shot at.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Congress has passed another short-term spending measure that would keep one set of federal agencies operating through March 8th and another set through March 22nd. The extension averts a shutdown for parts of the federal government that would otherwise have kicked in at 12:01 a.m. Saturday. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. The short-term extension is the fourth in recent months. Lawmakers are voicing increased optimism that it will be the last before Congress approves two separate spending packages totaling more than $1.6 trillion for the full fiscal year. Pentagon leak suspect Jack Teixeira expected to plead guilty in this federal case. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Teixeira had previously pleaded not guilty. He is the Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of leaking highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other sensitive national security topics on the social media platform Discord, which is popular with people who play online games. Investigators believe he led a private chat group called Thug Shaker Central. Court papers show the judge was asked to schedule a change of plea hearing next week. He's been behind bars for close to a year. Authorities haven't talked about a possible motive, but accounts of those in the online private chat group describe Teixeira as motivated more by bravado than ideology. I'm Ed Donahue.
The views of the Pacific Ocean from Alan Ashavi's clip are breathtaking, but underneath lurks a danger to the dream home he's been building for the last 12 years, landslides caused by atmospheric rivers. Emma Gell from Reuters reports.
Atmospheric rivers are storms, referred to as rivers in the sky, that dump massive amounts of rain. They can carry up to 15 times the volume of the Mississippi River, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. When one hit California in early February, it knocked out power to more than 1 million people and caused a state of emergency for 8 counties with a combined population of more than 20 million. Over the years, California has invested heavily in development along the coastline, not only luxury homes, but energy and transportation infrastructure. Now, infrastructure on that coastline is on the verge of collapse. Scientists have said that climate change will make atmospheric rivers larger and possibly more destructive.
Emma Gell from Reuters. The Dutch government has spent more than 166 million euros dealing with the aftermath of the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight over eastern Ukraine in 2014. The costs identified in an audit that was reported Thursday included repatriating victims' bodies and investigating and prosecuting those responsible for the downing. MH17 was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, when it was shot down with a Russian-made Buk missile fired from territory inside eastern Ukraine controlled by separatist rebels. The 298 people killed included 196 Dutch citizens. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.